The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter number 28, Text number 61, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on April 14th, 2009, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, Chapter number 28, Text number 61.
Taigi, šiandien toliau skaitome Šimat Bhagavatam, ketvirtos giesmės, 28 skyrius, 61 teksto.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Maya hyesha maya srishta.
Maya hyesha maya srishta.
Yat pumang sam striyang satim.
Yat pumang sam striyang satim.
Manyase no bhayang yadvai.
Manyase no bhayang yadvai.
Hangsau pashyava yorgatim.
Hangsau pashyava yorgatim.
Maya hyesha maya srishta.
Maya hyesha maya srishta.
Yat pumang sang striyang satim.
Yat pumang sang striyang satim.
Manyase no bhayang yadvai.
Manyase no bhayang yadvai.
Hangso pashyava yorgatim.
Hangso pashyava yorgatim.
Yes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes you think yourself a man, sometimes a chaste woman, and sometimes a neutral eunuch. This is all because of the body, which is created by the illusory energy. This illusory energy is my potency, and actually both of us, you and I, are pure spiritual identities. Now just try to understand this. I am trying to explain our factual position. The factual position of both the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity is qualitatively one. The Supreme Lord is the Supreme Spirit, the Supersoul. And the living entity is the individual spiritual soul. Even though both of them are original spiritual identities, the living entity forgets his identity when he comes in contact with material nature and becomes conditioned. At such a time, he identifies himself as a product of the material nature. Because of the material body, he forgets that he is the eternal, sanatana, part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in this way: Mamai Vangsho Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana. The word Sanatana is found in several places in the Bhagavad Gita. Both the Lord and the living entity are Sanatana, eternal, and there is also a place known as Sanatana beyond this material nature. The real residence of both the living entity and God is the domain of Sanatana, not this material world. The material world is the temporary external energy of the Lord, and the living entity is placed in this material world because he wanted to imitate the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this material world, he tries to enjoy his senses to his best capacity. All the activities of the conditioned soul within this material world are perpetually taking place in different types of bodies. But when the living entity acquires developed consciousness, he should try to rectify his situation and again become a member of the spiritual world. The process by which one can return home, back to Godhead, is bhakti yoga, sometimes called Sanatan Dharma. Instead of accepting a temporary occupational duty based on the material body, one should take to the process of Sanatana Dharma or Bhakti Yoga so that he can put an end to this perpetual bondage in material bodies and return home back to Godhead. As long as human society works on the basis of false material identification, all the so-called advancements of science and philosophy are simply useless. They only serve to mislead human society, anta yatantair upaniyamana. In the material world, the blind simply lead the blind. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Varakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Zavadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. So again, it is confirmed by Srila
Prabhupada
that we were originally in the spiritual world. He explains here, the living being should try to rectify his situation and again become a member of the spiritual world.
Ir rašo, kad šita gyva esybė dabar turi stengtis pataisyti savo padėtį ir grįžti atgal į tuos namus dvasinius.
Some people say that it's not possible to fall down from the spiritual world.
Ir kai kurie žmonės sako, kad neįmanoma kristi iš dvasinio pasaulio.
Because it is a perfect place.
Nes tai yra tobula vieta.
And who would ever want to leave it?
Ir kas norėtų ją palikti apskritai?
All the inhabitants of the spiritual world are pure devotees.
Visi ten gyventojai yra tyri atsidavę.
So it's not possible that someone could fall there, from there. But this is an invalid argument. That would mean that the people in the spiritual world are captives. They're prisoners. Do they have no independence? And if they have no independence, that means they can't love Krishna. Because you can only love when you have the choice to love or to not love. Forced love is not love. Therefore, there must be the capacity or the ability to fall down from the spiritual world. Of course, it would be very rare. Practically unheard of. But yet, we see that it does happen. That's how we got here. So, now we have to come to our senses. We have to realize what a foolish mistake we made. To try to imitate the Lord. As Prabhupada says directly here, he wanted to imitate the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Prabhupada čia tiesiogiai sako, kad gyva esybė norėjo imituoti aukščiausią padėtį.
How can we possibly imitate Krishna?
Kaip mes iš vis taip galime imituoti Krishna?
He is the source of all existence.
Jis yra viso pasaulio, viso kokas yra šaltinis.
He is the source of each and every one of us.
Taip pat kiekvieno iš mūsų šaltinis jis.
How can you take the position of being that person who is the source of your existence?
Ir kaip galima užimti padėtį to, kuris yra tavo pačio šaltinis?
Because you depend on him for your existence at every minute.
Nes priklausot nuo jo kiekvieną akimirką savo gyvenime.
That would be absurd. Just imagine if a particle of sunshine wanted to try to imitate the sun. A little particle of sunshine says, now I am bright, just like the sun. So now I will be the sun. I will outshine the sun. But his shine is nothing but the shine coming from the sun. That would be like a drop of water coming out of the ocean saying, well, now I will be the ocean. So it's actually a ridiculous thing to try to imitate the Supreme Lord. It's a disease known as Matsarya, or envy. Why Krishna gets to be the Supreme? Why can't I be the Supreme? But as I have many times pointed out, there's no reason to be envious of Krishna. In fact, Krishna is actually envious of his devotees. He notices that Srimati Radharani is tasting more nectar than he is. Here he is, the supreme enjoyer. But he sees that his devotee is tasting more nectar than he is. She's getting more enjoyment than the supreme enjoyer is getting. So Krishna is not one to be outdone by anyone, even by Srimati Radharani. So he takes the mood and the complexion of that beautiful golden-limbed girl named Garangi or Radharani.
Ir todėl priema nuotaiką ir kūno, reiškia, spalvą tos.
And he becomes Lord Chaitanya.
Ir tampa viešpačiu Chaitanya.
So he can taste the nectar of being, the greater nectar of being a devotee of Krishna.
Tada jis gali dar didesnį nektarą ragauti, būdamas atsidavusiu Krishna.
So does it make any sense to want to take Krishna's positions?
Ir ar iš vis tokia prasmė yra bandyti imituoti?
Jai Gorachandra ki jai, Shishi Radhadamara ki jai. I mean, does it make any sense?
Ar yra prasmė tai bandyti daryti?
To want to take Krishna's position?
Bandyti perimti Krishna's padėtį.
When he wants to take a devotee's position.
Kai jisai nori būti pats
atsidavęs. As being more relishable than his position.
Nes jis man jaučia, kad tai daug daugiau skaniau negu jo paties padėtis.
So the real point is there's nothing more relishable than being a devotee.
Todėl iš tikrųjų esmė tokia, kad nėra nieko labiau maloniau negu būti atsidavusiu.
So there's no reason to be envious of God.
Todėl nėra priežasties pavydėti Dievui.
It's better to perform your own occupation imperfectly than somebody else's occupation perfectly.
Geriau atlikti savo pareigas netobulai negu kažkieno kito tobulai.
Krishna's duty is to be God.
Krishna's pareiga būti Dievu.
So you may think, well, I can do a better job of Krishna at being God. So I think I'll take over his position. But Krishna said it's better to do your own duty imperfectly than somebody else's duty perfectly. So this whole idea of wanting to imitate God is just a foolish, childish thing.
Ir visas šitas sumanimas imituoti Dievą, tai toks kvailokas, vaikiškas noras.
It is known as the pastime of fools.
Ir vadinamas kvailių žaidimai.
And this material world is a place for such fools, where they can carry on their life as if they are the center of the universe. They do it at home with their family members. They do it at their work with their co-workers. Wherever they go, they try to position themselves as the Lord of all they survey. They are infected by a deadly disease known as ahankar. That disease kills the spiritual life. It forces one to go down into the animal kingdom, into the insect kingdom, into the fish kingdom, and even down into the plant kingdom, and even lower down to the bacteria kingdom. So one should intelligently give up this foolishness. One should wake up and realize, what am I doing here in this material world? Why am I so stupid that I'm stuck here identifying with this gross matter? I have nothing to do with this flesh and blood. It's not me. I'm an eternal spiritual being, qualitatively one with God. I'm a resident of His kingdom. I'm a member, a participant in His eternal lila. So what am I doing here trying to have my own imitation lila? That Krishna has His gopis, I all have my gopis. Why are we doing this? It means we're just covered by the material nature. That's all it means. We have to get free of this covering of the material nature. It's a dark cloud of illusion that's hanging over our consciousness. We have to dissipate this cloud by the bright sun of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. And then when that cloud is blown away, when that lust is gone, when that anger is gone, when that greed goes away, when that illusion is no longer clouding our brains, when we give up the insanity of bodily consciousness, and become completely washed clean of all enviousness of the heart, then we will be associating directly with Krishna at every minute. Even while we are here in this material world, engaged in our duties in relationship with this body. This is the amazing teaching of the Krishna Consciousness Movement. You don't have to die to associate with God. You can associate with God right here, right now. You simply have to purify your consciousness, that's all. By taking shelter of the holy names under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master. If you will do this, you will feel how Krishna is present with you at every minute. You will never feel lonely. You'll never be confused. You'll never be bewildered. You'll know what you're doing, and you will do it with bliss in all times, all places, and all circumstances. So this is our Krishna Consciousness Movement, to become a pure devotee of Krishna. Yes, you become a pure devotee of Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness movement.
Ir tai yra būtent Krishna sąmonės
judėjimas. So, now I can ask if there's any questions.
Ir dabar yra klausimų.
Did you find that verse?
Yeah.
This is from last night, so I'll let him go. Show me.
Yes.
Show me in the book.
Yes.
Okay. It's a question from the Upadeshamrita, text 5. At the time of initiation, when a devotee fully surrenders to the service of a Lord, Krishna accepts him to be as good as he himself.
Ir čia klausimas iš vakar. Iniciacijos metu, kai atsidavęs pilnai atsiduoda tarnystei viešpačiui, Krishna priema jį kaip lygų sau.
This is a pretty amazing statement.
Tai yra iš tikrųjų toks nuostabus teiginys.
From the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Iš Chaitanya Charitamrita.
That when you get initiated,
kad kai gaunat įšventinimą.
Now this doesn't mean just sitting in the ceremony and getting a name. This means when you really, because sometimes people get initiated and they go away, you know what I mean? Because they didn't take their initiation seriously. This refers to someone who takes their initiation in full seriousness. Who remains completely, totally dedicated to their spiritual master in
Krishna.
Who has unflinching faith in their spiritual master. Such a person who has unflinching faith in Guru, who's taken their initiation and fully surrendered themselves to serving Krishna, Krishna accepts them to be as good as Krishna himself. But not only Krishna does that, we do that too. Yasha prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasha prasadat nagati katopi. Also, shakshat dhari tvainasya mashtra shastriya. In this way, we accept those devotees, you see, who've actually become qualified as spiritual masters by full surrender.
Ir mes taip pat priemam tokius atsidavus, kurie tapo kaip dvasiniai mokytojai kvalifikuoti.
It is declared in all the revealed scriptures. According to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that those persons who are fully qualified as spiritual masters, Goswamis, you see, we respect them just as we respect
Krishna.
They are considered to be as good as Krishna. I remember the first time I was told this, I was shocked. We were coming back from Sankirtan. I was sitting in the Sankirtan van with Vishnu Janaswami. Or maybe it was one of the brahmacharis. I forget. But he said, you have to accept Srila Prabhupada as good as God. I was thinking, what? Accept a human being as good as God? How's that possible? You see. But Krishna accepts him as good as God. Therefore we do too. Any devotee of the Lord who has fully, totally absorbed himself in Krishna consciousness, when you get his association, it's just the same as if you were directly associating with Krishna. Why is that? Because he's a transparent via medium. There's nothing. Krishna manifests himself through that devotee.
Ir Krishna save atskleidžia per tą atsidavusį.
Because that devotee is constantly glorifying Krishna with his mouth.
Nes tas atsidavęs pastoviai išlovina Krishna savo burną.
His mind is always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
Protas visąlaik pasinėręs.
He is emanating Krishna in all directions, like a volcano spewing lava in all directions.
Ir jisai, kaip ir vulkanas, jisai taip Krishna skleidžia aplink save visur.
Such a devotee does nothing but manifest Krishna, 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 24 hours a day. I was with Srila Prabhupada in 1972 at a wonderful festival in New Vrindavan, West Virginia. On the most auspicious day of his Vyasa Puja. And I tell you, that nectar was really flowing. Oh, it was so sweet. There was maybe 300, 500 devotees there. I mean, it was really, really sweet. And Prabhupada was being worshipped as good as God by all of us, of course. But there were some outsiders there observing this festival going on. These were reporters from major media outlets such as the New York Times. And they were writing down what they were seeing. So Prabhupada gave a lecture just for them. So they would not misunderstand, what is this worshiping a man as good as God? Prabhupada explained how during the British rule in India, there was a person known as the Viceroy. He remained in India to govern India on behalf of the king. The king was back in London in Buckingham Palace. And the Viceroy was there in Calcutta or wherever he stayed. So, but whenever the Viceroy would come, he would be given all the honor and respect that the king would be given if the king was personally present. The Viceroy was treated to be as good as the king. But one thing is, whatever was given to the Viceroy, he'd be given so many valuable gifts. Would he keep those gifts? No. Those would be sent to London. So in this way, Prabhupada explained in a way that the reporters could understand, what is this? The devotee who is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, even though Krishna sees him as good as God and we see him as good as God. All worship and all honor that is given to him, he doesn't think, oh yes, I deserve this. He simply thinks, I am accepting this on behalf of my spiritual master. And there is another pastime of Srila Prabhupada in this connection. In the early days of the movement, we didn't give Prabhupada a nice big Vyasasana, just a little tiny thing. But then in Los Angeles, in the early days of the Los Angeles temple, my godbrother Naranarayan Prabhu, he built a beautiful, wonderful Vyasasana for Prabhupada. Put his heart and soul into it, of love for Prabhupada, made a wonderful, beautiful throne for Prabhupada. So when Prabhupada came and he saw this wonderful Vyasasana, actually he started crying. He said, I am not worthy to sit on this. Prabhupada used to say, I am nothing. My spiritual master is everything. I am nothing. But he said, but I am doing it. I am sitting on this on behalf of my spiritual master. So this is why Krishna sees these such devotees to be as good as himself.
Ir būtent dėl to Krishna mato tokius bhaktus gerus kaip ir jis pats.
Because they have totally given up false ego.
Nes jie pilnai atmetė netikrą ego.
Anytime they are glorified or praised or appreciated, they don't take it as they are worthy of it.
Kai jo šlovina, gerbia ar garbina, jie niekad nepriema, kad jie to verti.
They offer that to their spiritual master, who offers it to his spiritual master, all the way back to Krishna. In other words, those devotees who purely represent Krishna, by all their thoughts, all their words, and all their deeds, they are seen by Krishna to be as good as Krishna.
Krishna į jo žiūri, reiškia, taip pat kaip į save, tokio pat lygio.
And therefore we surrender our lives to such great personalities.
Būtent dėl to mes atiduodam savo gyvenimą tokiom nuostabiom.
Such great mahatmas.
Tokiom didžiom mahatmam.
So what do you have to do to become such a mahatma?
Ir ką reikia daryti, kad tap tokio mahatma?
That's described in this wonderful verse. You simply have to get initiated and fully surrender yourself to the service of the Lord. And then if you do that with your full heart, Krishna will accept you to be as good as Krishna. And we devotees will also accept you to be as good as Krishna. Doesn't matter if you're a man, a woman, a brahmachari, a grihastha, a vanaprastha, a sannyasi, it doesn't matter. If you take initiation and you fully surrender yourself, we will accept you to be as good as Krishna. We will take your association to be as good as associating with Krishna himself. So, any other questions?
Вида свадхармы, и материальная, и духовная. И вы сегодня упомянули в лекции о том, что очень важно выполнять свои обязанности, даже если плохо их выполняешь.
Srila Prabhupada mentions that there are two types of dharmas, material and spiritual, svadharmas. And you have mentioned that we should perform our duty, what is the end? Labai tobulai. That we should perform our duty doesn't matter perfectly or not, but our duty, svadharma.
Yeah.
Ir koks klausimas?
Вопрос в том, что должны ли мы уделять внимание своей материальной свадхарме, выполнять свои как бы материальные обязанности, то есть то, что для чего мы предназначены. Потому что часто люди просто зарабатывают деньги, занимаясь тем, что дает деньги, или вообще не знают, в чем их предназначение, в чем их свадхарма.
Should we engage our material nature to perform material activities? Well, or we should just make money, not caring of our propensities to keep our material necessities?
Do the needful. One has to understand that the prime goal of life is to become Krishna conscious.
Žmogus pirmiausia turi suprasti, kad
And then you should adjust your material activities in such a way that they are most conducive for your Krishna consciousness.
Ir tada visą savo materialią veiklą sutvarkyti taip, kad jinai labiausiai padėtų jūsų Krishna sąmonė.
That's the bottom line.
Tai yra ta, no,
what's most beneficial for your Krishna consciousness?
Tai yra ta esmė, pagal ką reik spręst, kas labiausiai padės jūsų Krishna sąmonė.
If you keep that focus,
jeigu į tai koncentruositės,
then everything will fall into line.
Jeigu į tą tikslą koncentracija bus, tai viskas eis kaip sviestu patepta.
Your material duties, every spiritual duties, everything will become perfect.
Visos taps tobulą, tiek materialios pareigos, tiek dvasinės prisiderinti prie to.
If you simply stay focused that my one goal in life is to become purely absorbed in Krishna consciousness.
Jeigu susikoncentruosit, kad mano vienintelis tikslas gyvenime, tai pasiekti tyrą Krishna sąmonę.
Об этом говорит Кришна три раза говорит о выполнении своих обязанностей. Именно это Кришна подчеркивает в Бхагавад-гите. Или он, ну почему Арджуна он говорил сражайся? То есть имеется в виду, что выполнять свой кшатрийский долг. То есть три раза в Бхагавад-гите говорится выполнять свой долг.
Krishna in Bhagavad Gita three times says to Arjuna that he should perform his occupational duty according to his nature. So he was stressing material or spiritual duties?
He was saying that he was telling Arjuna that your nature is to be a fighter. Therefore, your spiritual progress is to engage that fighter's nature in my service. You should not try to artificially imitate the Brahmins by giving up the fighting. You see, Brahmins do not fight. So Arjuna was trying to be, he said, well, I think I'll become a Brahmin now. I don't like this duty I have today. I think I'm going to switch varnas, Krishna. I will become Brahmana. Dropping his bow, you see. No, Krishna wanted that you engage your varna in my service. Don't think of changing varnas, just think of using your varna in my service. That's the point. In this age, everybody's screwed up, that's a fact. Because Varnashram has been killed by the demoniac leaders. Even if someone's Varna is Brahman or Kshatri or Vaishya, everyone is forced to be Shudra practically by the leaders.
Net jeigu žmogus kažkoks yra ir brahmanas, vaishya ar kshatriya, vis tiek jis priverstas dažniausiai būti.
So it's no surprise that nobody knows what their varna is anymore.
Ir todėl nenuostabu, kad nieks nežino, kokia jų varna.
You see, because there's no proper kshatriya king to rule the society.
Nes nėra tinkamo karaliaus, kuris tinkamai valdytų visuomenę.
So it's very difficult to understand your varna nowadays. Kalau Shudra Sambhava. In this age, everyone is varna is Sudra practically. By force of the leaders. Even if someone's nature is to be something different, it's hard for them to be that. There's one famous lecture given. There's one company, Apple Computer Company. You may have heard of Apple Computers. They are the company that started the laptop and the personal computer revolution.
jie yra ta firma, kuri pradėjo, reiškia, asmeninius kompiuterius ir laptopus.
Their founder, he gave a little story about how you should find your varna and live your varna.
Ir tos įkūrėjas firmas paaiškino, kaip reikia savo varną surasti ir gyventi pagal.
He was telling this to all these graduates of at a commencement university, Stanford University. He told them how he used to get prasadam every week at the Hare Krishna temple. He said, I loved it. And he said, you have to find your varna, your nature, and live according to your nature. It sounded very nice. But the fact is, in our society, very few people can really do that. Stephen Jobs was an exception to the rule. His nature was to be a creative entrepreneur. And he was able to do that by his past pious activities and maybe, you know, the mercy of eating, getting all that prasadam also.
Ir dėl savo praeities gerų darbų ir gal dar prasado malonės galėjo tai padaryti, tą savo prigimtį surasti ir pritaikyti.
But our society doesn't allow people to actually live, to be engaged according to their varna. That's a great tragedy of our modern day society.
Bet bendru atveju, tai mūsų visuomenė nesudaro sąlygų savo prigimtį.
How many people work jobs that they hate going to work?
Pavyzdžiui, kiek žmonių dirba darbą, kurio tiesiog nekenčia?
So many people, they hate their job. Huge numbers of people. How many here work jobs that don't like their jobs? There's one, two, just two, yeah. Yeah. It's very difficult to earn a living according to your propensity in the modern society. In the Vedic culture, everybody, if your nature was to be a teacher, you'd be have facility to be a teacher. If your nature is chacha, you would have full facility. Whatever your nature, the society was so perfectly arranged that everybody could make their living in a way that they felt so happy and satisfied. They just loved the way they made their living. So, if we will focus on bringing Krishna consciousness back, it's the central point. Then, By Krishna's mercy and by dint of establishing, you know, proper brahminical leadership, and under that the proper kshatriya leadership.
Ir Krishna's malonė, atstatant brahmanų ir kshatriyų luomus, kastas.
Then we can again create the varnashram dharma society, where everybody is happily engaged according to their propensities. But now what you can do, you have to somehow pay your bills. So just do the best you can according, even if it's not your nature, you have to somehow, Krishna can help you. I know, by Krishna's mercy, I'm engaged according to my nature. I was never meant to be a worker in the material world. Working for some boss and making an hourly wage. I was never cut out for that work. I was never satisfied doing that sort of thing. So Krishna blessed me, he gave me some facility. So if you remain determined to be Krishna conscious, Krishna can also facilitate your livelihood according to your varna. You have to put your full faith in Krishna. Just try to serve him with love. He can arrange everything for you very easily. He simply has to see that you have no desire except to please him. With your every thought, your every word, and your every deed. So, tonight we will gather here. 6:30, right? And we will discuss how every one of us can purify our consciousness in such a way that we can become perfectly pleasing to Krishna. So we will see you all here tonight at 6:30. Thank you very much. Gandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Devangri Shimansankar Shanda Satikari Maharaj ki jai.